happen.
The WBAL News Now Insider.
Well, many of you took advantage of Black Friday. You went out, did a little local shopping for Small Business Saturday. Now it is Cyber Monday, a day to continue buying stuff without even having to leave wherever you are. About 122 million Americans expected to partake in Cyber Monday today for all those too-good-to-be-true deals. Mike Volk is a cyber specialist who's here to help us stay safe while clicking away. So, Mike, whenever we're putting our credit card information onto websites, there's always the chance of that personal information being stolen. So how can we make sure this doesn't happen today?
Absolutely. So one way that you can make sure that your information isn't being stolen is to do something that we've probably all heard of, and that is to look for the lock. And this will be up in the upper left-hand corner of your browser. You'll see an HTTPS and then the website. And then to the left of that, you'll see a little lock. And what this means, it means the information that you're putting in there is encrypted. So first of all, it's more secure. And secondly, it's less likely that a malicious actor created that website.
So talk about these distributed denial of service attacks. This happened last month, right?
It did. Yeah, and that's a very interesting one. And one where a new type of malware was created where it actually used machine learning to target Internet of Things devices. So lots of buzzwords that we hear. But what was scary about this is it used devices that aren't typically secure because they didn't need to be. But then what it did is it pulled those together and then used that traffic to target an organization that actually provides the domain name service for large websites. And it took that out, so traffic wasn't able to get where it needed to go. On a smaller scale, for many businesses, this is something that could affect them. So it's really important that you're able to monitor the traffic that's coming into your website. And if you can't do that internally, you want to make sure that if you're hosting your own website, that you have somebody that can help you out with that. So definitely talk to a specialist. If you don't host your website, which most people don't, you want to talk to the company that hosts your website. Make sure you have a contact at the security team, and also make sure you talk to them about this and make sure that they have a way to handle denial of service attacks.
Okay, so what about someone just like you or I that's online today looking for a great deal? Maybe we are on Facebook or Twitter or something just scouring, and we see these sites that look really cool and legit. How do we know it's not like clickbait?
Well, first of all, use the old, if it's too good to be true,
yeah,
it probably is. So the best way, and it's hard because you're going to have to sort through some legitimate information and also the malicious stuff. So the best thing to do is if you see a deal that you like, go to the website where it says that it's from. And if it's not on their website, it's probably not true. And you also want to search, for example, you can find fake social media accounts for Starbucks advertising, all sorts of discounts. So you want to make sure you're on the legitimate social media site for that organization.
How about using a credit card or a debit card? Is there a difference when we're shopping online?
There are some security controls. Some folks will tell you that credit cards are better because they'll replace your card and it's not directly tied to your checking account, which could be true. And then others will say maybe a debit card's not as safe because it is tied directly to your checking account. But there are some more security controls with the debit card. So it's really just it's probably more important to update the technology you're using to make the purchases and check for that lock than it is to make a decision about which card you're using.
Mike Volk, a cybersecurity specialist with PSA Insurance and Financial Services. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
At MHBP.